Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Pivot Point. Kaya Biz.
Afropolitans, important conversation we're having right now in terms of the development of entrepreneurs. And as we know, all things do need funding and capital, for it to work. And this is where the opportunity lies for many African entrepreneurs, in the sense that we have great ideas, we are looking to meet local needs, but the challenge is that we often find ourselves struggling with capital. Despite that, there is one entrepreneur who is looking to meet entrepreneurs at their place of need, that Zimbabwean business Adam Mulai, who's launched a $1 million US dollar venture capital fund called JUA Kickstarter or JUA Kickstarter. But to tell us how we pronounce the name, how this particular fund will work, and of course, most importantly, how entrepreneurs can also benefit from it, we're joined by the man himself at the moment, Adam Mulai. He's an African industrialist and founder of TRT Investments. Adam, really excited to speak to you this evening. Welcome.
Thanks, Google. It's great to be on your show.
Maybe let's start off with the name, right? Is it JUA Kickstarter or J-U-A Kickstarter?
It's JUA. JUA is basically from Swahili, which is effectively talking about the rising sun. And that is what we see this opportunity as the opportunity to create a rising sun for African entrepreneurs.
That is so interesting and really says a lot about the intention of the program and how it's meant to be relevant to local entrepreneurs on the continent. This was launched just this week, if I'm not mistaken, and a significant amount of funding that's been placed on the table. But give us some insight as to the reason behind this particular Kickstarter and, most importantly, how this will evolve and be implemented.
Well, you know, having started several businesses myself, I've faced many challenges, you know, as you're starting a business, you have great ideas, but it's always about how do you raise funding. And, you know, we've raised funding through so many different ways, selling equity in a business before we started it, pre-selling some of the commodities. But we know that particularly now, there's a lot of challenges in terms of accessing normal, traditional banking channels. I mean, people don't really know of what's out there. The accessibility is limited. There's collateral issues that are generally required. And for a startup, you generally only have your idea as your collateral. So, you know, also the red tape that comes with a lot of the traditional funding methods. So we looked at it and said, what can we do to play our role to try and address many of these challenges that are faced by entrepreneurs on the continent and provide a solution that is able to also have a very speedy disbursement of funds. And we're aiming to make sure that by the end of the selection process, mm-hmm. we'll have successful applicants actually having the funds available to them within 12 weeks. So that's all part of why we're trying to do this, to say, at the end of the day, if Africa is to achieve what it can achieve and should achieve, it will be achieved through entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
If you look at places like the United Kingdom, 95% of GDP is from small businesses. But when you look on our continent, it's still very small. And, you know, venture capital, yes, there's been growth. I mean, you look on the continent, there's been 67% growth, almost 1.4 billion in the past year. But when you look at its total value across the world, it's only 1% of the total venture capital transactions. So there's really not enough venture capital that's been availed on the continent. And we've decided to get into that space and try and support entrepreneurs in that vein.
Mm-hmm. I'm keen to find out a little bit more about the process that you mentioned, a selection process. One enters, they go through a series of questions, I imagine, and tests in terms of understanding the concept that they're trying to bring to life, and then being awarded a sense of capital. Give us some more details as to why you have this particular process in place instead of just a free-for-all, so to speak, in terms of entrepreneurs walking in, getting some funding, and then not having the necessary capabilities to actually adequately use the capital.
We realize that you know, what we're doing is actually a drop in the ocean. So we had to look at a process where we say we have to open it up to the entire continent, and then we say to ourselves, what we need to prioritize is impact. What projects are going to have the maximum impact on the continent? What projects will be highly scalable on the continent? So we said, let's open it up and then create a funnel that takes in all these different great ideas from so many entrepreneurs all over the continent, and then funnel them through this electronic application process until we end up with about 100 finalists. So we want it to be a meritocratic process where really your ideas, its scalability, its impact in terms of employment creation, in terms of problem solving and finding solutions on the continent. So once we go through that funneling, we end up with about 100 finalists. And then they start the pitch process where initially they present their concept, and these 100 will actually go through a process where they present their concept. Mm-hmm. And from the concept stage, again, the funnel continues to narrow. And then we then go to a smaller number who then get to start presenting their market, their competition, their growth opportunities. Then by the third day, we're now funneling to a smaller number where we're now looking at the financials and the risks attendant to the project and how they'll mitigate them. And then by day four, we're now really down to who we would call the successful applicants, and they're then pitching their team and how each of the team members comes together to create the synergies that create the success of the business. Ultimately, business is about people. Mm. And if you have the right people doing the right jobs, you generally are more likely to get the right results. And the last process, which is day five, is where we're basically negotiating the proposed deal and closing the deal with the successful applicant. So we're calling it the Kickstarter Olympics.
Yes.
Because really it's a competition of the best ideas and culminating in the best ideas and the highly impactful ideas then getting the funding.
Mm. Adam, you're clearly putting these entrepreneurs through their paces, which we like, because you're getting people who need to know their product, need to know their story, have a great work ethic with their peers and partners, and even through this process will receive the necessary guidance that's available. And just as a reminder to entrepreneurs who do want to participate, it's called the Jua Kickstarter Fund. If you Google Jua, you will be able to find it and, of course, participate in the selection program. But Adam, given that we've got you on the line and you yourself have been a successful entrepreneur with many business interests right across the African continent, you know the kind of resilience that it takes for entrepreneurs to really thrive in this particular market. And I guess that's my question to you as to what are those particular qualities specifically unique to the African continent where we have yet to develop but yet have a wealth of opportunities in terms of innovative solutions we can create, but also how this is even more critically so, especially coming from a world or lockdown period where COVID has wreaked havoc with our economies.
You know, I always say, Gugu, that entrepreneurship is a mindset, right? So we really need to start with having that mindset of looking at where are the challenges, and Africa, as we all know, is rife with challenges. And so each of those challenges requires a solution. And really, that's how I look and define the entrepreneurial journey, to say we really need to have the tenacity to find solutions to the many problems that bedevil our continent. And, you look at COVID, everybody says, you know, this has been a disaster. We've had a major decline in terms of employment. But I'll share our own personal experience. We've mm-hmm. actually spawned two businesses during this crisis, because, you know, we saw everybody was trying to import masks from China and from everywhere else around the world. And we're saying, but surely as Africans, we can do it. We can do it for ourselves. And what did we do? Quickly brought in the equipment, set it up, and then we started manufacturing. And I do a lot of traveling. I mean, I used to do 250,000 miles a year before COVID hit us.
Jeez.
And I also asked myself, if I'm traveling, what do I need? And I said, we'd need a travel kit that you know, has your mask, that has a seat cover, that has your sanitizer, that has, wipes to wipe the area around you so that you're not exposed to COVID. And we then packaged that, created a travel kit, and now we're selling that. We launched it initially in the States, and then now it's in Europe, and end of this week we're launching it in Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
But these are all as a result of the adversity created by COVID. So all adversity creates opportunity, and that's what we have to be looking at as entrepreneurs, and that's why I say it's a mindset. It's a mindset of saying there's this problem. How do we solve it and convert it and monetize it through a solution?
I tell you what, Adam, this is not the last of our interactions here on Kaibiz, and we're certainly looking forward to not only seeing who makes it out of the Jua Kickstarter Olympics, but of course also digging deeper into some of the lessons that you've learned and gained during this particular experience, and really assisting entrepreneurs on their journey. We thank you for your contribution here today. That's Adam Molai. He is an African industrialist and founder of TRT Investments, and just recently launched the Jua Kickstarter. If you're an African entrepreneur based on the continent, go to their website and, of course, take your chances in really being bold, accessing capital, and growing and scaling your business. Afropolitans, it's been phenomenal being with you. Believe it or not, next time we talk, we'll be in a new month, in a new week, wrapping up what has been 2020. So, almost there, super. Indeed. We're back again on Monday between 6 and 7. For now, though, let's get you home safely with Katleho Sekgoto.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.